I want to make mention that my brother Dave up here today, and I appreciate it, Dave, that you have put together some words to bring forth this morning. I know we're running a little bit late, so I already told Dave that everybody will wait a little longer if they have to, past the hour, so we can hear the words that the Lord has placed on his heart. I also want to let you know that after the offertory, Dave and Holly are going to have a little song for us. So that ministry is very important, the words that are going to be brought forth in that. So even now, be mindful of that and prayerful. I'd like to read the call to worship this morning, and it comes from the Book of Mormon, and it's from Jacob chapter 2, beginning at verse 49, and we'll continue with 50. Look unto God with firmness of mind, and pray unto him with exceeding faith, and he will console you in your afflictions, and he will plead your cause, and send down justice upon those who seek your destruction. O all ye that are pure in heart, lift up your heads and receive the pleasing word of God, and feast upon his love, for ye may, if your minds are firm, forever. Will you please bow with me? Our Heavenly Father, even as the words which have just been sung, we pray that you would give us that peace, even that joy within our hearts as we look to thee for all things in our life and are thankful, Father, for we know that you are in charge. Father, we are thankful for this day where we can gather together in thy house. We are thankful, Father, for my brother David, and pray that you would even be with him now. Father, I pray that you would continue to guide and direct us all, that we would have that understanding as we worship you this day. And this is my prayer in the name of thy Son, Jesus the Christ. Amen. At this time, we'll have the ministry of song by our brother and sister David and Holly Balzer.
The song that me and Holly are going to be singing is found in the book of Isaiah. It is chapter 40, verse 31, and it is also on the front of the bulletin today.
And I learned this song when I was younger.
But they and that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait.
Thank you both. Those are very precious words.
I thought just for a minute that I was going to have to come up with something really quick and change my whole sermon, because I thought maybe Rex was going to cover it in class when he was talking about praying for your enemies, because some of the scriptures I'm going to be using are talking about just that particular thing. And the sermon today that I am going to be using is on faith. And also the song that we just sung, 288, there's a lot of words in there that are in some of the scriptures that I'll be reading. So my talk is about faith. In the book of Psalms, under the prefixes of each psalm, there's little words. And I only found four of them that mention the word faith. And that is in Psalm 6, 10, 27, and 71. And I'm going to start at Psalm 71. And this one, like Rex was saying, you know, like he was saying in class earlier today, that David, in faith, was praying for himself and against his enemies of his soul. He promised constantly. Okay, so the scripture readings that I'm going to be reading are verse 3, 7 through 9, 18, and 23. Verse 3. Be thou strong inhabitants, wherefore, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given a commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be full of thy praise, and with thy honor all the day. Cast me not in times of old age, forsake me not when my strength faileth. Verse 18. Now also when I am old and gray headed, O God, forsake me not until I have shown thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. Verse 23. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul which thou hast redeemed. So from the scriptures that I've just read, we as Christians are to pray for ourselves and for our enemy and put our faith in God all day long. My next reading will be from Psalms 27. In this one, David is talking about sustaining your faith by prayer. Because it says, David sustained his faith by prayer. I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 8 and verse 14. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even thine enemies and my foes, came upon to eat up of my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Thou, a host, should encamp against me. My heart shall not fear, though war shall rise against me. This I am confident. One thing I have, I desire of the Lord, that I shall seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in times of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle. He should hide me, he should set me up upon a rock, and now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, I will seek. Verse 14. Thou didst say unto me, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So we as Christians are to keep praying to the Lord. That is how we grow in faith and wait upon him for the answer of our prayers, whatever we are praying for at that time, no matter how big or small it is. My third reading will be from Psalms 10. And this one, David is professing, I believe that's how that word is, professing his faith in God. I'm going to be reading verses 1, and I'll be reading verses 1, 16, and 17. Why standeth thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? Now verse 16 and 17. And the Lord shall be king forever and ever over his people, for the wicked shall perish out of his land. The Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble, and will prepare their heart, thou wilt cause thine ear to hear. So what I get out of those scriptures is we as Christians are to profess our faith in God and trust him forever. My last scripture reading will be from Psalm 6. And I'm going to be reading verses 8 through 10. And this one, David, by his faith, is triumphant. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity, for the Lord hath heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord hath heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all thine enemies be ashamed and sore waxed. Let them return and be ashamed suddenly. So we as Christians are always to go to the Lord in faith and prayer in faith, and that is how we will be triumphant. I also thank you guys for allowing me to be up here and the Lord to be with me. I thank him for that and giving me the courage to stand up here. Also, now in closing, we are to pray to God in the good times and the bad. No matter how big or how small our prayers may be. So I have two last scriptures that I would like to read. One is from Mark 11. And I'd like us to remember these last two scriptures. This one is from Mark chapter 11, verse 24. And Jesus spake and said unto him, have faith in God. And the very last scripture is a familiar one to a lot of us, if we've heard it. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. May the Lord bless you and keep you close to him always.
Would you please bow with me? Almighty God in heaven, we do have many questions, and we know that you have the answers. So even now, Father, as we pray unto thee, separately and collectively as one, we do so, Father, knowing that you are aware of all the things that are going on in our lives, that are going on in this world, for you can hold it in the palm of your hand. We pray continually for our brothers and sisters, those that have fallen away and those that are bruised and those that are brokenhearted, for the many that are sick and afflicted, we pray. We pray that you would pour your blessings out upon them, Father, for their separate needs. Be with us, Father, as we depart from this place. I thank you for my brother David and his willingness to provide the service today that he has served us with, and also our sister Holly, and all as we have met together, my brothers and sisters, that we have met because we want to gather together and praise you. Be with us as we go forth this day and continue into the week. I pray in the name of thy Son, Jesus the Christ. Amen.